This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg Technology co-host Ed Ludlow. Tesla's robo-taxis coming to the streets of San Francisco, with the company saying the service could start as soon as today. So, Ed, let's start out with the service. What do we know about it? Tesla just started a robo-taxi service in Austin last month, and it didn't go so well.
So I want to clarify some of the reporting. What I understand from sources in the company is that Ashok Elaswamy, who's the autopilot team chief, robo-taxi chief, AI chief, and also leads Optimus, told staff that they will do a limited rollout of the robo-taxi service in the San Francisco Bay Area, so broader than just the city of SF, starting Saturday, that it will be invite-only at first, through the same robo-taxi app that Tesla uses in Austin, and that they'll do it in a way that complies with California regulations. But that's where we stop and say, actually, there's a lot that we don't know from Tesla's side, because we've also heard from the regulators today. And what we know from the regulators is that on July 24th, which was yesterday, Thursday, Tesla had applied to the CPUC to extend its operations under an existing permit. I know this is a long answer, Holly, but it's so the fact here against the reporting is so important. What Tesla has is called a TPC permit from the CPUC, right? It's technically a charter party carrier. And under that permit, Tesla is actually not allowed to test or transport members of the public, whether they're paying a fare or not, in an autonomous vehicle, whether or not there's a safety or driver or not. So under their current authorizations, they can't even operate a robotaxi. What they can do under the permit, which is called a TCP, is basically have an Uber-like or Lyft-like service. So a human driver in a vehicle that is controlled by the human with traditional controls, in that circumstance, they can have passengers. So there's a big disconnect between what we and Business Insider reported this morning and what the regulators are saying that Tesla is permitted to do.
It doesn't sound like they have the permits to do what they want to do. And when you were saying that it was going to be invite only, that also might fly in the face of not having the right permits.
Yeah. So what the CPUC says in this statement is that when Tesla made the application to expand the parameters of its existing permit, which again does not allow it to operate a robo-taxi or an autonomous vehicle, it was to allow a service where friends, literally I'm quoting, friends and family of Tesla employees and also select members of the public could have a ride. And again, in that scenario, per the requirements of the permit, there would need to be a human driver driving the vehicle. So like Tesla, from the point of view of the regulator, is just in the Bay Area, which is part of the news as well. They've extended their activity area to Sausalito, Berkeley, all the way down to Los Gatos. you know, this is kind of a partial thing. So I've written to Elon Musk and I've written to Ashok Goswami, and I've kind of asked them, like, can you clarify what's going on here? But that's the extent of what we know.
Is this one of those cases where it's easier to ask for forgiveness than for permission?
Well, we there's a cautionary tale in that, because remember the fate of Cruise, the General Motors-backed startup that was working on a proprietary ride-hailing robo-taxi service. You know, Cruise acted and then withheld information from regulators after, you'll remember the incident, right, where one of their vehicles struck a passenger. And in that case, begging for forgiveness after the fact didn't work, and they no longer operate, do they? And at one time, they had been able to charge a fare and run 24/7 in the city. So, you know, Tesla is such a ginormous company. They not only do they have a large robotaxi and autopilot team that we've reported on in detail, they also have a very large regulatory affairs and legal team. It would be deeply surprising if they do anything this weekend that would contravene the terms of the permits that they do have. The area of confusion is that there's two regulatory bodies, right? Tesla does have a permit to test a autonomous vehicle in the state of California. And what that permit allows them to do is have a safety driver in the seat of the driver's seat to take over in the event that there's an issue, even if the car is acting autonomously. But that testing permit from the DMV is completely separate to the earlier part of this conversation, which is the CPUC and the permits that are required to take the public on rides on public roads. And it's the latter that they don't have in the context of an autonomous vehicle, but that they do have in Austin, Texas. And what I was told by sources is that the instruction from leaders at the company is what we're doing in the Bay Area this weekend is an expansion and a similar sort of rollout to what they've done in Austin. And therein lies the confusion and concern.
Ed, thanks so much for the reporting and for keeping on top of things. That is Bloomberg Technology co-host Ed Ludlow. You can hear the Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.